Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Being a truck driver, I don't always eat right, and it kind of balances out my natural body mechanisms and gives me a lot of energy. And I just recently went to the doctor to do a bunch of tests, and what was amazing, just like other people have said in your advertisements, is the first question was, what are you doing? I've never seen such good blood work. You are perfect. And so I told her this Balance of Nature. And I said, you really need to look it up because it works. So my checkup was excellent. So I'm just thrilled. I am really happy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
To the precedent of the 1876 election, the Hayes-Tilden election, where this Congress appointed an electoral commission to examine claims of voter fraud. Five House members, five senators, five Supreme Court justices examined the evidence and rendered a judgment. And what I would urge of this body is that we do the same, that we appoint an electoral commission to conduct a 10-day emergency audit, consider the evidence, and resolve the claims. For those on the Democratic aisle who say there is no evidence, they've been rejected, then you should rest in comfort. If that's the case, an electoral commission would reject. But for those who respect the voters, simply telling the voters, go jump in a lake, the fact that you have deep concerns is of no moment to us. That jeopardizes, I believe, the legitimacy of this and subsequent elections. The Constitution gives to Congress the responsibility this day to count the votes. The framers knew what they were doing when they gave responsibilities to Congress. We have a responsibility, and I would urge that we follow the precedent of 1877. The Electoral Count Act explicitly allows objections such as this one for votes that were not regularly given. And let me be clear, this objection is for the state of Arizona, but it is broader than that. It is an objection for all six of the contested states to have a credible, objective, impartial body hear the evidence and make a conclusive determination.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show, last hour on Crap Show Wednesday. What can we say? It's a large, giant, crazy. It's all. I don't know how else to describe today. We knew this was coming. We said it'll be a nothing burger or all hell will break loose. But not the kind of hell breaking loose that you think, because I think there's a huge false flag going on today. Some of the people dressed up as Trump supporters actually are documented in pictures of belonging to, like, Philly Antifa. Yeah. And so this was a great way to make sure that objections weren't heard and the whole thing was having to be couched, right, for today. And the fact that that they were able to kind of, not only do that, but claim that violence, that Trump supporters are violent. They're not. They never have been. Name one time that they were violent in the past. They weren't. And so I'm just telling you, this false flag that's going on right now, more than half our country believes there was fraud in this election. Not 5%, not 10%, not 15%, not 20%. Over 50% of our nation, if not around 70, feels that there was fraud. Why would you not want to count those votes? And McConnell, mealy-mouthed, little mousy, wishy-washy, bought and paid for, disgusting McConnell, got up and tried to sell fraud as righteousness, as awesome, as the Republic, as red, white, and blue, as apple pie, as all get out, and tell you that fraud is amazing and good, and if you're a good citizen, you will only think of it in good terms, basically. Because he said there was fraud, there just wasn't enough fraud. What? Anyway, so I just wanted to start off with that Those are my thoughts going into this hour. They also named the only evidence they had against the fraud was saying it was a conspiracy theory over and over and over again so that you guys believe it was a conspiracy theory. When we have pages and pages and pages, over 200 pages of documentation of absolute fraud, when you have more voters or more votes than you do voters, isn't that the most obvious part of the fraud? But yet they think we're so low intelligence, they want to tell us that didn't exist. And then on top of that, states change their procedures, right? Unconstitutionally. There are so many fraud issues that you can't ignore them, yet they're trying to sell you the turd sandwich that you're not seeing what you're seeing, and that what you are seeing, if you're seeing it, is good. Okay. I don't know what else to say. Susan, I have no words. What are you thinking right now? So do you still think, because I have said we're not over. This is not over by a long shot. We're only in the A's. This is only Arizona. If they get back in the room again, I don't know what procedures they'll change. Because yeah. I don't know if they'll say, well, no cameras. We're not going to identify anybody because they want to put a shroud of secrecy around Congress and the Senate trying to get away with this fraud. But Absolutely. With that said, what do you think happens?
Well, you know, what's interesting about this whole Antifa thing showing up, the ruse only works one way. If you have Antifa disguised as Trump supporters, they're going to make it look like it looked today. Mm-hmm. But if you have Trump supporters disguised as Antifa showing up at Antifa events, mm-hmm. what are they going to do? Do a barbecue? Sing patriotic songs?
Right.
It only works one way.
Yeah.
And so there have been things now that screenshots posting, mm-hmm. somebody said, but just in case, I spoke to my Antifa operative in Portland. She said the ones going to D.C. are going to be wearing camouflage cutoffs and they're going to blend in but turn their MAGA hats backward for identification. So feel free to pass along. Also, there was live streaming to Antifa folks from an mm-hmm. Antifa person right inside the crowds. Mm-hmm. So that is how you know. That, of course, they would show up.
Who was
naive enough to think that they wouldn't?
Yeah.
And your average mom and pop who was mm-hmm. there, you know, in their 50s and 60s, well, they're saying buses showing up with Antifa types.
Well, when you can pull off the attacks inside the building where cameras aren't allowed, you can't get different shots from patriots all over the place showing the evidence that, hey, wait a minute, this is so-and-so from Antifa Philly.
Yes.
I mean, that's another problem, too. But we do have picture documentation of the same people being pictured when they're with their Trump attire as Philly, also pictured on the Philly Antifa sites.
From multiple and Antifa sites. And so to know that they were live streaming, to know mm-hmm. that this is typical of Antifa, it is completely atypical of Trump supporters who've never been this way.
Right.
So even the ones who've threatened that we need to do more and take it down have been completely restrained 100% of the time.
Yes.
So I would follow Lynn Wood and a few others that are showing Dinesh D'Souza mm-hmm. that are showing the contrasts.
So, okay. So here's the deal then. What do you think happens? Because, now I just got breaking news. Congressional leaders told Capitol building is secure. How lovely. The mayor of D.C. put out a curfew at 6 o'clock, which it's basically now on there, 2 hours ahead of me. And they won't be going forward over here. So what did you think of Pence? What do you think's going on behind the scenes?
So behind the scenes, there has been just this very strange set of rumors for a long time. And mm-hmm. Lynn Wood was the one who had struck out first to mm-hmm. say, Mike Pence needs to be arrested for treason. He's been saying it for weeks. And the rest of us thought, treason?
Yeah.
Why would he make this outrageous claim?
Mm-hmm.
And now there is more information coming forward that he has retweeted two documents, two articles. Patrick Byrne also.
Yep, from Overstock.
Mm-hmm. From Overstock, who's been working with the president, mm-hmm. was in that four-hour meeting previously with the president. Saying we have documentation to show that there has been a type of collusion going on between Rod Rosenstein and Mike Pence, who mm-hmm. knew about Rosenstein's efforts to foment the coup against the president.
Ooh.
And now Pence, remember, Pence, it was Pence and Paul Ryan who tried to get Trump off the ticket and conspired against him in 2016.
Yeah.
And I remember doing the show on that. So, okay. So he has a history. That's why ever since he became VP, I was like, he is Trump's handler. He's going to try to handle Trump, and he's going to try to, well, I just didn't trust him. I didn't trust him from the very beginning. I never have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like Lindsey Graham and the rest of the lot.
So, and it actually, what they retweeted is mm-hmm. a link to an article. It's a 3-part article on Neon Revolt, mm-hmm. and it goes through all this evidence describing how there was a hitman sent out through Rosenstein to get this information from Seth Rich, who was killed in right. Western Washington, D.C., which is like the safe part of Washington, yeah. D.C., and how Rod Rosenstein has basically been a hitman for the DOJ.
Interesting.
He's the one who has mm-hmm. to do the kind of the dirty work, and mm-hmm. it's dirty, dirty work. They mm-hmm. also call it AKA wet work.
Right.
But it's his people and his connections. So it says he actually went after the Clintons, didn't like Hillary Clinton. But what was his motive in hooking up and thinking Pence would be better mm-hmm. is that Pence was somebody he could work with.
Ah, code for.
Yes, the powers that be. Absolutely.
Hmm. So you still think this might end up okay?
Oh,
yeah.
General Flynn.
Because it ain't over, folks.
Oh, no, but not by
They're only in the A's. It's not over.
Yes, and yeah. they did. People who said, mm-hmm. oh, this didn't help our side to close down the Capitol or whatever. Actually, they had to stop talking and counting. They didn't, mm-hmm. right, continue on
with the fraud. So there is the flip side of that.
There is. Mm-hmm. General Flynn gave a very interesting interview to Alex Jones, mm-hmm. which I recommend everybody watch okay. because he was trying not to be cryptic. But Alex did ask him, so what percentage chance do you think Trump has? And he repeated it like 4 times, 100%. No question. 100% Trump is coming in.
Very
100%.
Sure.
100%. He goes, well, why do you think they've gone after you all so hard? He goes, because this is the reason. We know what they know. We know what mm-hmm. they know and what they've been doing.
Okay. So when does we know what they know become part of what we all get to know and understand? And how does it make the dent?
So part of these, there's reasons things are called operations. And mm-hmm. if you think of this as a physical operation, which is mm-hmm. what most of us are familiar with, there's various stages to an operation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you first cut in is when it's chaotic. Things right. are horrible and gooey and the person's blood pressure is dropping. And you have to go in and clean things out. It is a process. So what we saw today was Trump laying out all the evidence. And what he said to the crowd was, don't get bored. And I thought he is saying that because he's not laying it out for the people who are there. Mm-hmm. He's not laying it out even for his supporters. He's mm-hmm. laying out for the world who's only heard dribs and drabs mm-hmm. of what this evidence was.
And never in mainstream.
Never
right?
in mainstream.
So,
it went on mm-hmm. and on, and it was hundreds of thousands of votes mm-hmm. over votes in individual states. Oh,
yeah, you have more votes than voters.
Hundreds.
Isn't that the most obvious fraud that we have, that people just don't even want to acknowledge that it existed, but it's right there in front of our face?
Absolutely.
Because there's all forms of fraud in this, but that was the easiest one. That was one you can't say no to.
65,000 people underage?
Yeah. And
something
so many 100-year-olds got out to vote. So many people from the cemetery. We will be right back on the Kate Daly Show. She has more, and we'll take your calls. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you?
Great song. That is the Finicum daughters talking or singing about their father being murdered at the hand of government. Planned, orchestrated event. And I feel the same way today as I did then. You know what happened? There's no doubt. and you feel sick. And I know a lot of you are struggling right now because you think it might be over, or you think that because they're able to pull off the false flags that they are, because they're able to do all these things, that we have lost. Now, there's a whole nother conversation on what have we lost or won, and what does winning mean in this, because of the situation that we're in with the Congress. It's kind of like what I said to Chris Ann Hall. We're focusing on the bow and not the whole present. And you have to focus on the whole wrapped box because it's bigger than the bow on top. And I have Susan with me. And I think a lot of people, and I'll take your calls in just a second, but Susan, I think a lot of people are going, yeah, but we still get the promises of stuff hitting the fan, right? Of everything coming forward. Do you still think that's going to happen with just now a short time between now and January 20th?
If you listen to what the president said in his speech mm-hmm. in the morning, he said, I will never concede. I
right.
will not ever, ever concede. And so do you believe Trump? And so mm-hmm. people say, oh, we don't want to just, quote, trust the plan. No, I trust Trump to defend the Constitution. Whereas we had a letter put out by Pence ahead of his determination and his counting of the electoral mm-hmm. ballots. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's this long, wordy letter and about how much he loves the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, after an election with significant allegations of voter irregularity and numerous instances of officials setting aside state election law, I share the concerns. Remember we talked about mm-hmm. weaponized empathy?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I share the concerns of millions. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. he goes on to say, it is my considered judgment that my oath to support and defend the Constitution constrains me from claiming unilateral authority to determine mm-hmm. which electoral votes should be counted and which should not. And so he said he would send the decision back to the House of Representatives and Senate. And so we know it used to be that it was could have been the House of Representatives that mm-hmm. could vote on a state by state basis, one vote per state,
mm-hmm.
in which case the.
But that's usually if a House and the Senate came back and they couldn't come back
yes,
with an answer, then
with
it
an
would
answer.
Go to the Congress for one vote per state.
It makes it look mm-hmm. like he is saying, I feel your pain,
mm-hmm.
but
okay.
I'm not going to now, take this on.
Now, even Chris Ann will say, the Constitution says that Mike Pence can't. He's very limited in his role, and I understand that.
Yeah,
I agree with that too. What bothers me is that there were moments and are going to be moments where Mike Pence could stand up and say, now you can't take Nancy Pelosi, half of our representation of the people, and stick them in the gallery, because if you stick them in the gallery, they have no way to object.
That's right.
So by the time we get to Pennsylvania, will we have people stuck in the gallery because of the COVID thing that Nancy Pelosi thinks is going on, that we will not, he did not object to that.
Right.
He did not object to that because he said that if you're in the gallery and you object to the electoral votes, that is the same as a debate and we won't have that. Well, now, look, if you're going to change the rules to where half of the representation's in the gallery, you better change the rule to the fact that they can object. And so to me, there are moments that Pence has where he can bring all this up, but he's not. Now, I want him to follow the Constitution,
right.
even though these people are not following the Constitution.
Right.
I want him to, yes. And if his role is limited, I want him to stay in that role.
Yes. You could already see he wasn't playing fair.
Yeah, he and he's not going to, because he was taking his cue from little old Grandma Nancy, who doesn't want to be called grandma anymore, to her for the answer, and then again shored up that answer by saying half of the representation that must stay in the gallery honestly cannot object, or well, you know, they can't do it. So there's a problem there, and that I didn't see that addressed by Pence and corrected by Pence. So which is unconstitutional to not have your representation in there,
yeah,
with the ability to object.
And,
so,
and that's one things kind of when people mm-hmm, charged
yeah.
the Capitol. But
right.
again, people who were there with cameras said, oh, look, the people who are charging are wearing knee pads
mm-hmm.
and they're wearing helmets.
Right.
Now, who does that? That's
right.
Antifa.
Yeah. And they're calling it a terrorist attack now. It's a terrorist attack blamed on Trump supporters. And let me say this again, because we said this in the last hour. I want to differentiate. When we say Trump supporters, we don't mean it's all about Trump. We're talking about people that showed up because solely of the fraud They care about the fraud. This is not tribally about getting our guy in or your guy in. This is about the fact that we're witnessing such blatant fraud. And there's so many cases of it documented, sworn affidavits. There's so many cases that how in the world are they overlooking it? And they're trying to, they're now, I think this is why America's angry. They're trying to take that language and they're trying to take this fraud, and instead of being embarrassed or ashamed trying to conceal it, now they're trying to sell it to you as good. That's the biggest problem I see, is that's why America, that's why this is different than past elections where we've had fraud.
Yes.
This is different because now it's a whole new level of, we have fraud and we love it and it's good for you and it's amazing and it's what makes America. That's the turd sandwich we're getting.
That's right.
Sold.
And,
yeah.
And in fact, Alex Jones said, why are they doing this mm-hmm. in blatant sight so that we can see it so clearly? Mm-hmm. And General Flynn said, I really believe it's because they've never, ever been held accountable ever.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter to them. They're unafraid of mm-hmm. being held accountable.
Yeah.
And he said, but this time they will be held accountable.
Right.
And so this is a general, and other people have talked about this too, yeah. how people have gone abroad as soldiers mm-hmm. to ensure
right.
correct elections.
Right.
And died for them.
Right. And so far, the only leverage we've ever had is you won't get reelected. Well, with this kind of fraud and embracing it as good and righteous fraud in the election. Now, of course, they're not afraid of not getting reelected because now the fix is in and we know it and they know it and it's on the table and it's obvious. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I think that what people need to realize is, number one, we are in a hard coup psyops.
Uh-huh.
And we
yeah.
have been for 10 months.
Yep.
True.
Second,
that's true.
We need to change our dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
We need to quit saying that we think there was fraud.
Uh-huh.
We need to say we know there was fraud beyond right. any levels of fraud that have ever been perpetrated on the American people.
Yes, thank you for that. And on top of that, because they kept citing this, McConnell was one of them. Well, the courts didn't agree with it. So therefore, it's untrue. And I'm sorry, but the courts have been bought and paid for a very long time. So to give us that and a conspiracy theory as their as the only way they'll even address the fact that there's so much fraud, we have more votes than voters, people. We have more votes than voters. I don't know how to ignore that. So
well, and a huge number. So yeah. this is just in a minute mm-hmm. ago.
Okay,
Republican Senator Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
urges U.S. lawmakers to unanimously confirm the election results for Joe Biden and condemns the storming of Congress, which he describes as a rebellion.
Whew. Okay. Mitt Romney deserved more than traitor, but okay. They called him traitor on an airplane to D.C., rightfully so. And Mike Lee was wrong to say that that wasn't civil. That it was civil. They weren't attacking him. They called him traitor for a reason. He deserves it. That guy is so dark. I'm just shocked right now as to why people, there are still supporters of him. I don't get it. But that right there, to circumvent the entire process, to not allow objections and to want to do that,
yeah,
should tell you everything you need to know about Mitt Scumbag Romney. That should tell you everything. And I know this audience knows because they know who Mitt Romney is. Let's take a quick caller. Go ahead, quick caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, another one that amazed me is in today's election in Georgia, or you know, the way they're counting today,
mm-hmm.
they're finding that less Republicans voted in this election than they mm-hmm. did for Trump.
Yes.
Or in the Trump election. They didn't. It's like they didn't turn up. They
yes.
decided, hey, well, it's already a rigged game, so I'm not even going to play anymore.
Right, right. Thank you.
If you don't play, you lose guaranteed. It's guaranteed
yep.
loss, and I don't understand that. And that's what's happening today is we have a group, all electorate of Republicans primarily now, who just feel like, well, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, so damn it anyway. Mm,
yep, I totally agree with you. And by the way, in Georgia, that thing is so fixed, it's sickening. That entire state is almost red. And you know what? 80,000 votes that showed up the last time did not show up for Loeffler. Are you kidding me? 80,000 votes just disappeared for her? There's no way. There is no way that happened. Not over a matter of a couple of weeks. Give me a break. And they didn't all go for the other guy. So I am telling you that fix was in. And even with all eyes on Georgia, They knew they could get away with that fix. This is how blatant and sickening and evil it's become. And this is why finally people are starting to see that both parties are in on this and that they're letting this happen because they're not saying anything. They have a Republican governor who is standing by this fix and this fraud. And by the way, when Trump called him, he was only asking him to come out with the fraud. He wasn't asking him to invent more votes. And that was all over the press, right? The phone call. No, the phone call. I heard the phone call.
Was great.
And all it was saying, are you going to uncover this fraud?
Investigate the fraud and reveal the truth.
Oh,
and that's all he wanted. And
oh,
so
that makes me sick.
So it's... somebody put up an article, why charges against protesters are being dismissed by the thousands. But this is a flashback article to Antifa. Why mm-hmm. charges against Antifa? So when you hear the hypocritic MSM describing, oh, there should be charges for all these people who were in the Capitol, just consider that they've dropped thousands and thousands of charges against Antifa who were burning down buildings and committing horrendous crimes.
Right.
So, how long was that lawlessness going on? Eight months, six months?
Yeah. And by the way, who let the protesters into the building?
Right.
How did that happen on one of the most secure places on earth where you have to give a DNA sample and a kidney to get in? How did the protesters get in? Who opened the door for them? The Antifa people that came in dressed as Trump supporters? Who opened the door? Just ask yourself that. Because if that wasn't one of the most heavily guarded places in America today, I don't know what was. This is just so obvious and so insane. Of course I expect Romney to make a statement like that.
Yeah, just subvert the process.
He's so gross that I would expect that from him.
He would have been a good king type. King George.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
rubber stamp. Yes, King George. Speaking of China, I wanted to bring this up. It was really important. Steve Bannon sat down with the Archbishop, Carlos Vigano, who has been in opposition to the Pope and all the Pope has been doing, becoming socialist. And he said to him, you know, what do you know about this unholy alliance that the Catholic Church has with your church, with the communist regime? And he said that the dictatorship of the Chinese Communist Party is allied to the global deep state, but the deep state is allied to the deep church. And he gives this long interview about what that means and how corrupt things have become on a global scale.
I've been researching that one for years. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot there to unpack. Good gracious. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. Got Susan in the house. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the King Daly Show.
Do you hear the people sing? Sing the song of angry men. This is the music all the people do. And ask me, says again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start as a world of
God. King Daly Show. Just wanted to point out something that's so extremely obvious about this attack that happened because they're calling it a terrorist attack now. And, oh my gosh, are they safe? Who even cares? But whatever. So here's the deal. Your Trump supporter was standing out there with a flag on the steps of the Capitol. Okay? Now think about this for a second. What do you want as a Trump supporter? As a supporter that we have to look at this fraud, that we have been defrauded, okay? You want the evidence to be heard. That's exactly what was going on, right? We were here starting to hear from both sides, okay? And we were only in Arizona, three states in. We still have a lot of states to go. All those people there that flew to D.C. that showed up today, and I mean there were a lot of them, they wanted to make sure that the evidence was heard and that each state got their chance to actually object and to say no to it. Why in the world then? What would be the motivation? Who let them into the building if they're the culprits? And why in the world would they then want to stop the process of allowing the fraud to be known only to stop the whole process altogether? They're acting like it was at the end where Biden had been certified and then the people were storming the castle. Okay? That's what they're trying to project is going on. But if you're there to get the fraud heard, you would never want to interrupt that process that you're in while the fraud is being heard. Wouldn't that be counteractive to what you're there for? Doesn't make sense. Why in the world would they storm into the session going through windows or whatever they think they did, right, to get in there if they were true supporters of the fraud? That's how you know it's Antifa. Because what happened? What's the result? The result is that it got curtailed. And now you have all your bought and sold. It's really easy to see who they are. They're all saying, go ahead and concede, Trump. We can't go through this process. It's too violent.
Just certify.
Just certify. Just certify Biden. Don't go through the constitutional process of counting each state. This is how you know that it was never Trump supporters or supporters that wanted that fraud exposed that did this. Clear motivation, because you can see the result of the motivation. This is such an obvious one. This is so easy. I'm half expecting the people from the false flags to show up in costume.
That's right.
As part of the group.
That's right.
I mean, they go to all of them. I mean, they're hired through the actors union, crisis actors. Anyway, I just want to make that point because we've overlooked that point that, oh my gosh, now wait a second. what's the end game here? This end game falls in line with what the left's trying to do.
Yes. Yeah. It's much more consistent with their goals and breaking things down, climbing into things. You've never seen Trump supporters do that ever.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, can't wait to find out who this woman is, because I'd love to see her quote unquote injury. Right.
Yes.
And then they're saying she died. Right.
She's saying she's died. Yes.
Yeah. I'd love to see who the woman is. And I'd like to see if the injury is real.
Well, and you know, if it was a Trump supporter, they would know everything about her almost instantly.
Of course.
But they don't.
Of course. Let's take a quick call. Let's take a quick call because we have a lot to launch into. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You know, the thing that is pretty obvious to a lot of us, the people that are behind this have got a long history of these kinds of actions and doing this in other countries.
Yes, yes.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the media blitz is already starting with condemning Trump supporters. And I think the next thing that you're going to hear is some of them coming out and demanding that the Trump supporters be rounded up. I mean, we've already heard certain people like AOC talking about lists being made of people that were Trump supporters. Well, they're going to play this up that we're now a danger to society and America. It's already happening. Biden just gave a speech talking about how, you know, this is dangerous to America. And this is going to be dangerous. It's going to be dangerous for all of us that believe in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We're wanting to go by the Constitution, by the law. And just their actions, like you just said, showing that they are going to try and bypass all of that to get their way, is just proof that what we're standing for needs to be done. Because if we allow them to get away with that, we're finished.
Yeah, yeah, right. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. You're right.
When they were going to unroll all of these mail-in ballots just by the millions, just send them out by the millions in every state without the approval of the legislature, Trump just started saying, this, you cannot do this. This is unprecedented and it's dangerous to do this. He understood that the real danger was allowing the fraud to happen in the first place, because then there would have to be an accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And in the accounting, you're seeing who will hold people accountable and who will not, who refuse. And that's why he has gotten on the case of Governor Kemp and Raffensperger, who have just cowered and backed away, and then all of their presentations with communist Chinese have shown up on the internet, their talks, their dinners, a long list of people who have wined and dined the communist Chinese, and how deep this poison has gotten into our system. And sometimes when you let a poison get so into your system, when you think about a drug addict who has to withdraw It's gotten so much a part of his organs and his brain that it's horrendous. We are literally going through a type of withdrawal process, is how I see this.
Yep.
This is actually the painful part of the cure to get back to a constitutional republic and honor the Constitution. And so was Mike Pence really going to ever just let Biden be certified? I don't know. Was he going to say, well, let's give it a 10-day pause while these states, including Pennsylvania, who just said, we want to decertify. Mm-hmm. We officially want to decertify. And was that going to happen with Arizona, who I think their state legislature meets on the 11th?
Right.
And so were states going to finally step up, because the people who elected their state legislatures have become so demanding and angry at what they see is the lack of accountability. So we're back to this huge, who is going to stand? And when you have a full frontal assault and it's wave after wave of people falling down, not standing up to accountability, we were the final line to stand up to accountability. That's what Trump supporters were hoping to see in the Capitol today. And if Pence voted against, you know, certified Biden, then they were going to get on their planes and go home and go back to fighting in their state legislatures to make sure they... So there was a plan that the average Trump supporter had. Storming the Capitol was not part of anybody's plan.
No, because it circumvents the whole reason they showed up.
That is exactly right.
It makes no sense.
With knee pads and helmets.
Give me a break. Why would you want to stop the exposure of fraud if you flew to D.C. to listen to the fraud? I mean, come on. And the fact that Pence stood there and made sure that the people in the gallery can't even vote. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. This is the best way to see who's bought and paid for today. Anyone calling it out in the press and saying Trump should just concede and they should just stop the electoral vote process, electoral counting process that the Constitution says we should do and have to do, are bought and paid for. This is the easiest way to see it. I mean, come on. This is becoming more of a joke than anything.
It's a joke. When you see that President Trump had 80 million followers on Twitter and Biden has 20, and nobody says, even after he supposedly won, he still has 20 million followers.
His inauguration canceled. What? You know what I mean? As far as the event goes.
That's 60 million people who are missing.
Yes. And by the way, they had George Floyd funeral, no problem, but they can't. They won't have an inauguration for Biden. Do they not want to show the few people that would actually show? And the fact that, well, they want to hide a lot of stuff. But here you go. Let's do a very, very quick call. There you go, caller. Go right ahead.
Yes, there's so much indication that this was staged. I don't even have time to get into it, but I want to mention this. Who are they really going after? Trump's supporters are going to come and go. Trump's going to be gone. But they keep bringing up, and our Elizabeth Warren brought it up, it's domestic terrorists that did this. And their overreaction, they have the National Guard out in front of the, rocking around the Capitol right now, continuing to desensitize them to a police state.
Do you notice how they didn't do this in 2016 when they were burning up cities and walking through cities and burning things and destroying property? They never called it a domestic terrorist attack. They just said people were angry.
Yes,
right. Remember?
But 2 points there. A few broken windows and a few things like that. What happened 8 months ago in all those cities and people dying?
Yeah.
But the most important thing, who do they mean domestic terrorists? They mean you, Kate.
Yeah.
They mean me. They mean patriots.
Yep.
They mean people that resist. And that's who they're going to be coming after us during the Biden administration.
Yes, if that happens.
That's what they mean by patriots.
Yep, thank you. I agree with that. If that were to happen, you don't think it's going to happen.
No. And in fact, I did want to correct you on things you were saying. Well, Sydney did put out 270 pages of evidence, but it's really like 1,400 pages of evidence.
Yes, thank you. I knew there was more, but that was one of the Dominion reports that she put out.
Yes, from hers. It wasn't the counts from all the states.
Right, you're right.
Yes, 1,400 pages of evidence and testimony of what people saw, witnesses, burned and shredded ballots. And we saw it again in Georgia.
Right.
Again, why aren't they afraid? It's because they've never been punished before.
Yeah.
And so who are we going to believe right now? Are we going to believe General Flynn, who says Trump is at 100% chance of coming in? He will serve 4 more years. No question. Understanding.
That's a bold statement from General Flynn.
Yes.
100%.
100%. And he said it like 4 times. And it's because he knows things they don't want other people to know as well. And so if that is going to start coming out, we just had to get past this point. And now there's going to be new developments. So I'm going to trust the president. I'm going to trust General Flynn, who's been a man of integrity his whole career. Alex Jones said to him, you know, your background was dug into so extensively trying to find something, anything. He goes, you know, maybe a fist fight in high school. He goes, and I'm being facetious about that. But, you know, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
So who better to believe at this point?
Yes.
And if we're going to believe what Linwood retweeted about Rod Rosenstein, we are up against some big kind of evil.
Yeah, we are, actually. And Linwood, very bold statements. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Make it quick.
Susan.
Yes.
Right before the Russian Revolution, the Tsar had a public celebration with free beer and these really cool beer mugs. Communist provocateurs in the crowd said, there's no more beer and no more mugs.
Right.
And the crowd surged forward, and it got ugly. These communists are very good.
And
they have been in America for 90 years. Fully funded.
There you go. Boom.
Thank you. Absolutely. So I see this. Boy, let's keep doing the surgery. We're getting healthier by the minute.
It'll be interesting. Will be interesting to see how much can actually come out if there are some well-laid plans on Trump's part.
Yes, because only on the the other side of the equation is the most dismal future we could imagine with a Biden communist cabal.
Right.
We have Kamala Harris.
It happens faster, but I do hope if Trump keeps or stays in the house or stays in the White House, that we don't get complacent and think this is a win. Because look at the what the Senate and Congress is doing right now. Look at what they're capable of. Look at what who they really are. And when people tell you who they really are, believe them. But just because I think people would actually grow very complacent, go, okay, we won. There's a win there. No, then we're focusing on the bow and not the rest of the large box package. Okay?
That's right.
So we have to remember this, that there's so much here.
And it's like a storm, a storm blowing through. And after a storm, you come out, you see the destruction, you start picking up the pieces.
Yep. So true.
But we need to be as peaceful as possible and follow the lead of Donald Trump.
Caller, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, I can't see how it was Trump supporters, because we were all at work.
That's so true. It's so true.
The classic, yeah.
And by the way, they wouldn't end their own process to take these states and expose the fraud. You wouldn't end your own process. Why would you do that in the middle of it?
Yeah, they couldn't wait.
Look at the motivation. Look at the end result.
Right.
The leftists got what they wanted, and that was to circumvent the entire event and not have to adhere to the Constitution based on an emergency. This is why they took all the roll call legislation off of GovTrack.us and said, due to a terrorist attack, we actually took everything off the website. What does that have to do with anything? To go and look at the record of your congressman or senator? Why can't you go look at that right now? Because of a terrorist attack? One they perpetrated, I'll tell you that much. It's disgusting. Susan, you're on fire. Thank you. Isn't she great?
The future is bright.
Melissa, great. Chris Ann Hall, great. Catch the rest of the show on podcast. Share it. People need to hear this. They need to hear people calling out the truth, not all the liars that you get out there. Please be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow with Uncle Milty. And go to katedalyradio.com. Thanks again, Susan. You're awesome.